The current state of worldwide fulfillment in 2024. Parcel fulfillment methods, options, and best practices have evolved quite a bit over the last few years, so today I'm going to update the information from my 2022 post on this topic in the hopes this will be helpful for my fellow creators. The basics. In general, this is the two-step process that many creators use. One, freight. A freight company I work with, Arc Global, ships cartons, pallets, and containers of products from a factory to several fulfillment centers, like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, US, and Europe. Depending on your scale, you can potentially freight ship directly to distributors who sell games to retailers. Number two, fulfillment. A fulfillment center sends orders to customers within their respective region. This method works well if you know exactly how many products to send to each region. That's great for crowdfunders, but more of a guessing game challenge for companies like Stonemaier Games who don't accept orders until the products have arrived at fulfillment centers. Top fulfillment centers. When I'm seeking a fulfillment company, I always ask about and test quality of packaging, speed, communication, customer service, and autonomous problem solving. I've come to believe that consistently high quality is much more important than price when it comes to fulfillment centers. However, you can see a variety of stats, including price estimates, which are updated by each corresponding company, as well as contact information on this master list of fulfillment companies. Here are my current top picks by region. We work with Miniature Market Fulfillment here in St. Louis. FulfillRight and Quartermaster Logistics have great reputations, and whenever I receive a package from them, I'm pleased with the quality of the packaging. In Europe, Spiral Galaxy is great to work with, and they offer a full-service VAT option. They're extremely responsive, they're fast, they pack games well, and they even have an optional system where they can confirm addresses with customers before printing labels. In Canada, we're now working with Asmodee Canada to handle fulfillment, and they are doing a great job with communication, speed, and quality of packaging. Australia, New Zealand, Aetherworks continues to do a solid job at fulfilling our shipments to customers in Australia, New Zealand, and Asia. Other areas, unfortunately, there aren't any fulfillment centers in other regions that I can currently recommend, but I'd love to hear from other creators if you've had good experiences in 2023 and 2024. If you plan to sell products through your web store to customers on an ongoing basis, I recommend setting up different storefronts for each region. We made that change after years of having all inventory lumped together. Instructions for fulfillment centers. We try to be abundantly clear every time we work with a fulfillment center, informing them well in advance when we have an upcoming launch. Feel free to copy and paste the instructions below and or edit them. Number one, ship all packages so they do not require a signature for delivery. Number two, send customers their tracking number by email on the same day that their order leaves the facility. Number three, either sync tracking numbers with our e-commerce platform or send me a spreadsheet of tracking numbers and couriers within 2 to 3 days of fulfillment completion. Number four, if an order is sent in multiple packages, please make sure the customer knows that they're receiving more than one package. Number five, please pack the products with plenty of cushioning around the edges, corners, and between differently sized components. Number six, please use eco-friendly, space-efficient packaging if possible. And number seven, let me know in advance what your daily and weekly target is, your estimated target. Tips and thoughts. Transparency. Many crowdfunders have moved to the method of charging for parcel shipping costs after the project. Parcel shipping is fulfillment center labor, packaging, and postage, which is separate from the landed cost for a product, which is manufacturing plus freight shipping. This is built into the reward price. Basically, the assumption is that when a customer places a pledge, they've now paid for the entire landed cost and only need to pay for the parcel shipping cost later. Responsibility. It is inevitable that some customers will report that a package wasn't delivered, despite the courier's, quote, proof of delivery. We first ask the customer to check with their neighbors. You'd be surprised by how many times the package is next door. If the customer can't find the package, we confirm that the address is secure or ask for a more secure address. Add a required signature to the delivery, if possible, and ship the package again. Product size. A certain number of cartons fit on a pallet, typically 18 to 21 cartons, and your manufacturer will often use the same carton size for everything they send. Smaller box sizes offer a significant competitive advantage given the freight shipping costs. Prepacking. To speed up the fulfillment process, slightly decrease the cost per unit, and ensure a consistent quality of packaging, your manufacturer can prepackage products at the factory. This works best if customers are ordering one unit of the product and nothing else. You can even design expansion and accessory boxes so a shipping label can be placed directly on them without the need for a box in a box. Damaged boxes. Publishers don't typically have replacement boxes. So if a customer receives a dented or broken box and requests a replacement, there's no other way than to send them another full game. When we do that, we give the customer a prepaid shipping label to send the ding and dent game to a reviewer of our choice. We check with the reviewer in advance to see if they're fine with this arrangement. Last, replacement parts. Sometimes components are missing from inside the product, and we have replacement parts helpers around the world stocked with spare parts to send to you if you fill out the form on this page. Other tips I've learned over the years. Barcodes and SKUs. Some fulfillment centers require barcodes. GS1, you can generate codes here. Others just need SKUs, stock codes. If you're in the board game industry, get these from an email on the blog post. Make sure you have both, and make sure you have a system for ensuring that you don't use the same barcode on different products. I use a Google Doc with conditional formatting that highlights duplicate cells. Made in China. If you manufacture in China, put Made in China on the box or wherever you made the product. Customs will have a problem if you don't do this. Add-ons. The more add-ons and various configurations you offer, the more trouble you're going to have when you fulfill rewards. Not only does it increase the potential for human error, but it also increases the cost. Some fulfillment centers charge a fee for each item in the box. Fee precision. When calculating shipping rates on your crowdfunding project, use accurate fees for each country, not one-size-fits-all rates. Europe, VAT, and Brexit. If you're shipping from within Europe, put an address on the back of the box. For example, your local address plus your fulfillment center address in Europe, though ask for their permission. If your game is CE marked, which it needs to be if you are advertising it as a game for under 14, you need to have an address of an EU-based company that can act as your authorized representative and hold your declaration of conformity for you. You need to pay VAT, and I recommend shipping DDP, Delivery Duty Prepaid, if you ship to the EU from the UK so customers know that the price they see on your web store, which includes VAT, is the full price they'll pay for the product. No surprises upon delivery. And if there is a surprise, it's a mistake by the courier that can be resolved. I also recommend putting UK and UKCA markings next to those CE markings. Latin America and Africa. We've tried to ship to customers in these regions in the past, but very few packages would actually arrive at their destinations. I know it's not ideal, but my recommendation to these customers is that they ship to forwarding addresses in regions where we do ship. For example, to a friend or to a service like Shipito or MyUS. Communication. I found that keeping backers and customers informed with frequent updates throughout the fulfillment process is really helpful for easing their anxiety, even if we have no news to share. Local pickup. It took quite a bit of coordination, but a few months ago we added a local pickup option here in St. Louis through Miniature Market for sales made on our web store. It isn't something I would want to handle through my home office, but Miniature Market is set up well for the option. Hopefully this gives you some ideas for shipping and fulfillment. If you fulfilled a project in 2023 or are shipping products on an ongoing basis, what's something you learned that can help your fellow creators? Do you have a fulfillment center to recommend? Let me know in the comments below.